This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Did you use your own accent in this one, or are you still using your accent?
I very rarely ever use my own accent. But we crafted an accent for Algrim, mm-hmm. and also Curse, because there will be some transformation. Is that you or me? Somebody's phone?
I think you dialed it with your
Yeah, oh, there you go. Excuse me. So there is an accent, and there's a modification of it for Curse. And I'll give you a little hint as well. There's a language.
Ooh.
Which I think is going to intrigue you. As much as it has me, because I've had to spend hours learning it. But I think you'll get a lot of fun out of that, because I think it adds a new dimension to not only the elves, but the movie. It makes it very real.
How long is the makeup process for you? Because it looks like it takes a lot.
Yeah, it takes, for Algrim, mm-hmm. it takes about 2.5 hours, possibly 3, depends, mm-hmm. has to put on. And for Curse, it takes about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes I have to do them both in the same day.
Right.
So we're looking at about 5 hours. That's just to put on.
Right.
and to take off. But it definitely is a labor of love.
Yeah.
But I've got the most skilled prosthetic team, as you can see, working with me. So they make it very, very easy. But it's long.
Yeah.
How much did you know about the characters you'd be playing when you signed on? Did they tell you, hey, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the makeup chair, are you cool with this?
No, I think they purposely evaded that. It was a very vague discussion, actually. It was like, we have this great character, we think only you can play it, and yeah. And I was like, it was just later as we got into the movie and we started seeing the costumes. Oh, by the way, did we tell you there's a prosthetics, quite a lot of it? And so it kind of unfolded. But in terms of how much I knew, I'd be quite frank with you. I hadn't known an awful lot. Curse, I'd known about, because you know, he's quite a figure in the Thor world, in the Marvel world. But Algrim and the elves, you know, it was still somewhat vague to me, and that was the joy of coming on, because I got to do all the research and you know, discover who they were, and I think what that did is it allowed me not to have the preconceived notions and come up with something that was a little more unique, because obviously Marvel and the director have those preconceived notions, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with, and they bring them, and it just allowed me to sort of like come with a different kind of energy from a different side. So I didn't know a tremendous amount about the characters, and as far as the prosthetics, again, it was all a bit of a revelation, a pleasant one though, because you know, it's been quite secretive in that, in how we construct, you know, because various departments build various pieces, you know, the hair pieces, the face, it all comes with, so you don't see any of it in its entirety until pretty much toward the end. I mean, just before the principal photography, and then you say, ah, this is what I look like. So you know, it's quite it's a journey, and it's a revelation when you actually see it, and you know, right? So I didn't know an awful lot. I just went along with the ride, and I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
How was it wearing the costumes all day? Are they heavy and?
Curse is probably the most challenging. He has, I don't know if you can see this, no, you don't see it today, but it's about 30-40 pounds. Whoa. and then underneath we have sometimes I wear a fiberglass body cast as well on top of that, because of certain instruments that have to go through me. So it's a challenge, but the good thing about it, the suit itself is quite flexible, And what it does is the bulk, it means you don't have to act it. You know what I mean? The burden is on you. So it's very, very little you have to do. I did a lot of mirror work before I went to the stage, because just trying to bring a presence to him. Because and I found that less was actually more with him, because the bulk actually said a lot. And there's certain movements and the way, because it's very flexible, the mask that they put on. So every grimace and wink and you can see. And so we played around with that a lot. But it's challenging, but that's the task at hand. Algrim is, compared to Curse, is a walking the park. but what it is, it's great, because when I take off the suit, I've always had a slight bowed over posture, and now I have this very erect posture. I walk around like that now, so it's kind of it's a good little benefit that kind of comes out of all the burden on my back.
Who do you play most of your scenes with?
I'm lucky. I get to play scenes with all of the main characters. Probably the most time I spend is with Christopher Eccleston. He plays Malika, and we are very much bonded in our vision of the world and our purpose in the movie. So we spend a lot of time together. But it's great. I've got great scenes with Tom Hiddleston. I've got great scenes with Chris. We have, great, I want to say, scenes. fortunately, the Curse Algrim characters traverse all the characters, so it's really a nice role to play. But the most is with Chris.
I was going to say, what is the kind of I know Malekith, you're his captain, and I'm just curious about the dynamic that your characters have with Malekith, basically.
You mean the elves or the other characters?
Oh no, with Malekith specifically.
With me and him. With Algrim and Malekith, and also with...
Sod's law, I'm afraid, team, yeah. But we need lovely Addy.
Ah, right.
2 or 3 minutes, Addy.
You got it, man.
Thanks.
With Malekith, it's a multi-layered, but essentially there's a fiercely loyal bond between us, because we've been on the front line together and we've lost a lot. So it's almost like a brotherhood. A very deep brotherhood, but then there's also a slight, almost like mentor, in that, the beauty about Algrim is this is a kind of loyalty that is very rare. Somebody who would lay their life on the line for a cause, and he feels that Malekith spearheads that cause, so he would do anything for him.
Right.
So they're tight. They are tight.
Algrim is obviously a military man, and I'm curious, and he's obviously leading these men and having to be kind of charged up. Curse, I always get the impression he's kind of like rage and completely... Is it in this case also, is it very separation when you become Curse, where it's completely different? You're not like as military strict and as...
It is there. The differentiation's there. I mean, Algrim is very much about... I purposely put in this word that what we keep using for Algrim, and it's "it will be done," it will be done, and that's his motto. He's your go-to guy to get stuff done. Curse, as you said, the rage, he becomes something else. But what I've tried to do, instead of just making him this ogre, this powerful brute, is keep the Algrim within him. So we overlap some of the words that Algrim would use and use it. And you also, you see his eyes are very much the same as Algrim. So that you see that there's a human within the beast. And I think what I was hoping to do is have people almost empathize with his sacrifice, but enjoy the brute at the same time. So,
I'm just curious real quick. I see the script right there. I wasn't going for that. From when you were first approached for the project and you were given the script to where you are now filming, has a lot changed? Or has it pretty much been what you were presented back then?
No, I think they had a real good knuckle on it. They had a real good idea of what they wanted to do. Hasn't changed dramatically. A few scenes have been added, fortunately, I think, just to flesh out the character of Curse. But it's essentially as I was told in the beginning. Actually, better. Yeah.
Good night. Good night, Wendell.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for your...